As rational beings, mankind has the ability to collect information and then arrive at a conclusion concerning the subject under consideration. There are times when we take the time to collect all the facts, so our decisions will have the smallest margin of error as possible. Other times, snap decisions are made because the matter under discussion seems to be of little importance. In reference to man's spiritual well-being, even a small margin of error can be devastating. When we look at the world about us, it is evident from the things that are made that there was an intelligent designer responsible for the universe and its continued operation. Colossians 1, 16 and 17 substantiates that as well. The question is, did this intelligent designer ever communicate with its creation? The subject of this period of daily bread will deal with the book commonly known as the Bible. Four prominent positions are held concerning the Bible. One is that the Bible is no more than a compilation of writings by various men and should only be viewed as a work of literature. Two, the Bible contains some good philosophical concepts, and people may choose to live by the values espoused depending upon the needs of their lifestyle. Three, that the Bible is essentially the Word of God, but gives each person the right to interpret it according to his or her own views and circumstances. Therefore, it doesn't say the same thing to each person. The Bible, on the fourth area, however, is the inerrant Word, originally inspired of God, and must be properly studied, understood, and applied. Our consideration today is in support of the fourth proposition. The claim is that the Scriptures are God-breathed or inspired and consequently did not originate with their human authors, 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. The term revelation is defined as to disclose, divulge, make known. Revelation is also defined as a laying bare, making naked. In the New Testament, a disclosure of truth, instruction concerning divine things before unknown, especially those related to the Christian salvation. The process of revelation, then, is making known something that was previously unknown. The Bible is a revelation from the Creator to the created and bridges the gap between human and divine wisdom. For a man to know God, His will, His character, and His plan for man, it was necessary that God communicate with man in some fashion. The Bible is a written revelation of that communication. Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to remember the words of the Apostle Paul, who said, "These things have I written unto you, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, even unto you that believe in the name of the Son of God." 1 John 5 and verse 13.